The Fairbanks man who was buried in an avalanche near Isabel Pass on Saturday and lived to tell about it says he's learned that even an experienced backcountry skier can get into trouble. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
3 days after digging himself out from under a mountainside of snow, 63-year-old Michael Hopper speaks quietly and calmly about the near-death encounter that's shaken his confidence.
I'm going back to the drawing board is what this experience has taught me, and as I learn more about what actually happened in the accident.
Hopper's also taken advanced avalanche training, so by anyone's estimation, he's an able, if not expert, backcountry skier. And he knew the potential for peril in the area, so a few years ago, he built a cabin in case he got into trouble.
Eastern Alaska Range is a tough place. It's cold and windy and tricky, and you need a place to retreat to.
Hopper says after all that time, he came to love the area. So a few years ago, he and his wife Annie built the lodge at Black Rapids, about 15 miles north of Rainbow Ridge, where they spend part of their time when he's not at his psychology practice in Fairbanks. He says he and his companions were itching to get going Saturday for the first real outing of the season after the area finally got some measurable snowfall.
We were anxious to get going. We didn't ski all last year, so that was some of what was motivating me and Eric.
Hopper says he wanted to get back into the area because he hadn't been able to ski there since early last year due to the odd weather that set in last winter, starting with rainfall just after the holidays.
In January, it rained, and I went back up into that valley, attempted to go the next day, or a couple days afterwards, and the entire valley, every spine that came down had avalanched. It was like glaciers and just cars carved down that hole. It was impassable.
Hopper says he now realizes that backcountry skiers need to take into account the changing climate when traversing that area.
I think if you talk to most Alaskans, it's pretty evident that it's much more erratic. We're getting rain. We never had that.
He says as bad as the events of Saturday night were, they could have been worse.
See, my son was supposed to have skiing with me on this trip. It was his 20th birthday. Fortunately, he had a curling competition, which they won. And that's one thing I'm eternally grateful for.
A benefit for the family of Eric Peterson will be held Saturday at the Black Rapids Lodge. The Hoppers have also set up an account at Mount McKinley Bank for donations to help defray the Peterson family's expenses. More information is available on the lodge's Facebook page. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.